the ways that we've been learning Him. Oh, Lord, we thank You for the care that You've given us from Your heart. And that's where all Your care comes from, Lord. And the opportunities to be with You and to know You and to die to self, to die to the sense realm and to enter into Your place. Lord, we love You and we want You in this way. Holy Spirit, just fill this time with Your presence, with Your teaching us Christ. And we can learn and know and see nothing without You. We need You. And we open our hearts to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone come in. Okay. I was praying about today's class and what the Lord would have. And I have talked with Mike Gentry. And I have talked with my little brother, who is also an assistant pastor here at the church. And Ben, and they're going to come to our last class, which is September the 27th. So today is the 5th. So that means how many classes is that away? 12. So is that 3 classes away? So we'll have 2 classes after this, and then the next class. The next class after that, everybody listen real close, try to shift gears. It's the 26th, okay. Okay, it's the 26th. Well, it doesn't matter, whatever that class on that week is, it's something around the 27th. That class is going to be the Lord's grace in our lives to do some deliverance. And trust me, I would never initiate something like this unless I really, really felt it was the Lord's will for us. I think everyone in this class would bear witness that God has been doing something not just on a teaching level, or at least for most of you, but on an intimate kind of personal counseling level where He has brought up certain things and helped. Come on in, it's okay. And He's brought up certain things and helped to, I don't know, do you guys know what I'm saying? I don't know how to put it in words, just... He's helping you get free in personal strongholds. And me too, us. Let me say us, because I'm part of this class. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not a teacher, I'm a learner. And we're together sitting at His feet. And I need the Lord in these ways desperately. So I can bear witness. Can anyone else say that God has pinpointed certain areas and strongholds and has been using these classes to help get free? How many people feel that way very deeply, very, very, in a special way? Because that has been my personal experience, and I feel like God told me it has been really that way for each of you, for almost every, maybe not every one of you, but almost every single one of you. And I'll tell you what I keep feeling in my spirit. I keep feeling like this is a sovereign and divine and special appointed time of God for us in our lives. Like He is moving in a very, 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 very special way, specifically right now, for us to get free. In the sense of out of the sense realm and into the spirit realm, which means we get out of Satan's realm and we get out of the stronghold and we get out of agreement. We get out of darkness and all the things you could say. It's our time in certain areas, not every area, but certain areas to get to enter in. This time isn't going to happen all the time. The Spirit of God isn't always going to be moving like this. The Word of God isn't always going to be flowing over us like this. This is a specific, purposed time of God in our lives. Now, how many people have... I'm just trying to... I know what it's like for God to move in a specific way for a specific period of time and for me to sleep through the whole thing, wake up the next week and want to go with the Lord, and I missed it. I mean, you know, He'll bring it back around because He's a sweetheart and He's for us and He loves us. But I had to wait till the next season of dealings and of the Word and of that specific move of the Spirit over the body to get in on that flow in that very intimate, deep way. So what I'm the reason I'm saying this is, and it's for me too, to us, to me and to us, is we don't want to miss this time. Like, this time is special. And I don't think you guys have been. I mean, I'm saying that I think y'all have been feeling this. And God is moving, that He's saying, I want to have a special class. It may go 2 hours, it may go 3 hours. We're gonna let the Spirit of God do a deliverance service in the spirit realm, sense realm way. But we are going to have to be, me included, prepared. We're going to have to be walking out of agreement with the specific stronghold and the specific mindset and the specific thought patterns that the Holy Spirit has brought up during this time period. We're going to have to comprehend what the plan of the enemy has been, how we got in, what the thoughts were, what the reasonings were, where we began to identify and believe with them, where they became thought patterns, where they became a stronghold. We're going to need to know exactly from the Holy Spirit how that happened in the area or areas that God has really been touching on our hearts with. Now, there's going to be 1,000 different places you could pick in your life. Don't pick the one that God's been landing on. Don't pick the ones that He hasn't, because that's not what He's doing right now. It may be just one area. But that one area, you know, I'm not sure when you drive a car, I think first gear is the slowest and fifth gear is the fastest. Is that right? Okay. I've always driven automatic, so I don't really know. Okay, but if we're in first gear, we want to go to fifth gear. We want to crank up the volume or the speed or something, that RPMs. We want to crank those up so that we are getting ready for the 27th, okay? We want to get ready for that class. We don't want to walk in here, you know, well, I think the Lord moved, I don't know, just pray for some general healing. You know, we really want to be ready, because I've done that before too, you know. And so today I'm just going to give you guys some words to write down. When I have to leave, we already did this chapter, but when I have to leave, I've given you no homework for this class. And I know that you people probably look at me and think, Kelly is the easiest teacher. She just doesn't demand very much, right? And on a homework level, I don't. On a spiritual level, I may be the hardest teacher you have. But even then, I'm soft because I don't want to violate your will. Do you see what I'm saying? But I am so desirous of us to get the Lord in a real spiritual, deep, deep, deep way. And I'm praying for that in your lives. And you might say, quit praying. My God, I don't want it, the Lord, this bad. You know, please stop the madness. I'm happy in this instrument. It's like the guy in The Matrix who said, just give me the pill that makes me be happy in The Matrix. Remember him? Was it the blue pill? I don't remember. It was the blue pill, yeah. Because he could eat that steak and enjoy it, you know, and not even care if it was just a big shadow and illusion. And some of you may say, just give me the blue pill and get me out of this hothouse. You know, I don't want any more. But we're all in a hothouse right now on certain levels. And it's so we can really see our strongholds for what they are, so we can really get out of the sense realm and be with the Lord in the spirit realm. And so all these things are with purpose in our lives. And so the only homework I am going to require of you that I know of for this semester is today. And I just have such a feeling of being strict with this homework because of the care for your souls. And that is, I want you to get on your face before the Lord, seek God, and find out what is this pattern that the enemy's used in your life and the area that the Holy Spirit's landing on, so that when it comes time for deliverance and you sit down with Mike Gentry or Ben or me, you can lay out how the enemy has used the sense realm, has used what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you think, has used sources of information that come from the knowledge of good and evil, how he has planted you into this lifestyle through these things that we've discussed all semester, and how you have been taking steps to get out by walking in the spirit realm, by using the sword of the Spirit, by confessing the word of God with spirit realm faith, that everything that we have talked about, how you've been applying those practical things to your specific area, and how it has been getting you out of agreement with Satan to such a degree that you're ready to get deliverance. Now, bringing it from first gear to fifth gear may mean that for the next 3 weeks, we do some walking in the Spirit. We practice, we practice, we practice. We move with the things we're learning, because we want to be ready for that day when it comes on the 27th. And sometimes the Lord gives us deadlines. Sometimes the Lord gives us earth goals to help us take a step. You know, sometimes we just need that extra motivation. And that doesn't mean that we're stuck in time and space and everything has to do with a day in the class. But he's using that as a prop to help us take practice steps. So I'm going to say, from your homework, your spiritual, with God looking into your life and watching, your spiritual homework is to apply the things we've been talking about into the specific area God has brought up for you. And I want you to, when I leave the classroom, I want you to write down the whole pattern. I'm going to give you a chart to use as a template. I want you to journal exactly how that happened. I want you to really put how you can walk out of agreement, how you can walk out of the sense realm, out of Satan's realm, and in the spirit realm in that area. I want you to write it all down. I may not look at it in the sense of read every personal detail because I want to honor your privacy, but I'm going to be sure that you did this with all your heart. Somehow, I'm going to gaze at your paper or something, but I am going to require you to do this with all your heart or you may not pass this course. Okay, this is serious. This needs to be taken to heart or you may get to hear this class all over again. And God knows you would not want to go through this class again. The torture. So, I know. So for that reason alone, do your homework. But and the reason I'm saying that, because I'm totally not this type of teacher, is because I love you and I care about you, and so I'm trying to help you by making your homework required. So, but I'm going to ask the Lord, did they do it with all their heart, or did they just slough off and make it look like they did? I'm going to pray over your homework. And I want to get a sense that this was from the Lord. This was from you being with the Holy Spirit, seeking the Lord in your life the way he wanted you to. And if you didn't, that's okay. I may sit down and say, let's take another step and get a little more going. But I'm not going to look at it real close. But I just need to get a sense that you did it from your heart with the Lord. Okay, everybody, let's write this down. This is going to be your template. Now, you may not remember specifically, but we talked about it's not the information, it's the source of the information. Because so much of the time we start out with, and this was one of our classes, we start out with, is that information right or wrong? And we start weighing it based on the knowledge of good and evil. And we forget we're supposed to weigh the information on, did that information come from God? Or did it come from me or someone else or the enemy or circumstances? We're first supposed to weigh the source. So our first, we're going to make a line, there's not a black chart. I guess I could use this. Okay, we're going to make a line graph or whatever, but the first is going to be source. What is the source? Okay. And you'll fill in the blanks with the area God has in your life. What is the source? Okay. And that source is going to give us some knowledge. And that knowledge will be, I know that I am stupid based on a source that told me so. That's kind of that. So source, then the next is knowledge. Okay. And then the next is thoughts. Can you read that? Is that okay? Okay, so the source brings us knowledge in some form. And that knowledge will produce thoughts in our head or in our heart. Okay. And then after thoughts, we have reasonings. / meditations. And you know what? I am making this chart in my life too. I am not going to let myself off the hook. I'm going to be there right with you guys. I'm going to make sure that I do my homework. Okay. Reasonings and meditations. Okay. The next one is beliefs and agreement. leads to false concepts and identification. Very, very good. Okay. The next is stronghold. And then confession. From the heart. And once something comes out of our mouth, as a heart confession, we believe it. I mean, we may want to say, I don't believe it. I certainly usually do. But once that little thing comes out of my mouth with that kind of heart thing, I'm confessing what I believe and identify with. I mean, I hate to say that I am. I'm like, and it may come out like, am I stupid? But can you hear in that a strong belief that I am stupid? Am I stupid? Listen to all that fear and reasoning and meditation. Can you hear all of that in? Am I ugly? Am I loved? Am I valuable? Or I am just a loser. I am whatever, you fill in the blank. But you know, there's something is emanating out of our heart when it comes out of our mouth. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when it finally gets to bring forth the fruit of our lips, something's been going on in the abundance and in the depths of our heart. And that's been thoughts and reasonings. There's been meditating, believing, agreeing, identifying with, embracing, and finally confessing. Now, those who were in the chapter 11 of Hebrews embraced and confessed that they were not of this world, that they were pilgrims and sojourners. I mean, but they received and they believed and they confessed and they embraced the good report. That all that confession, when they said that they were pilgrims and sojourners, that came out of something happening in their heart, some deep internal building upon the reality of the spirit realm, of God's word, of God's reality, had been being processed in their being to produce that confession from the heart. And so there's many areas where I'll think I'm doing really, really good, or I'm getting something down, but my mouth will give me away. I mean, do you guys know, I mean, you've got to be so kind of sensitive to the Lord and willing to be taught for the Lord to deal with you in that way that you don't always catch it. I mean, because it's so easy to self-justify. Oh, I was just kidding. Or, I didn't really mean that. I mean, I was just kind of checking it out. You know, I just was wanting to say it. But if you really let the Holy Spirit delve deeper, you go, man, I said that because I was all freaked out that I really am ugly or stupid or not accepted in the beloved. Or, you know what I mean? And that little tiny seed is coming out from all this stuff. It doesn't have to pop out like a big giant. It can come up like a little piece of grass. But it's coming out of this root system underneath, see? That's all this stuff. And so it doesn't take, you know, a huge, massive, explosive attack on somebody. It can take just one little word, but it's your cue. So in the area that God is going to have you journal on while I'm gone today, throughout these next weeks, this is the chart you're going to use to begin to see how that stronghold was built in your life. You can do it forwards to backwards, backwards to forwards. You can start with the stronghold and work back. You can start with the day you listened to the wrong source and how you received that knowledge as true and how it became thoughts in your mind that you received and how you built reasonings, you know, intricate patterns of thinking that proved that it was right, that you began to meditate on so that it filled your heart, until you finally really believed it, and I began to agree that it was completely the way reality is, so deeply that you began to identify with this false concept as your identity, in the sense that it became a stronghold that was who you were, not just what you believed, so deeply that you began to confess, this is me. Ooh, does that give you goosebumps? Ooh. Let's do that again. Okay, just for me, I need it. Okay. Doesn't it take the Holy Spirit to show us this? When is the source where I first received this seed of darkness, this seed of false information? That knowledge, I opened up my head, my heart to that knowledge that came from that wrong source. When I did that, I let thoughts start to stay in my mind, not just pass through, but build into my mind until they became reasonings, things that I reasoned through, like math problems. I added them up, I reckoned them, I agreed with them, I meditated on them. It began to fill my heart, began to fill my mind, so much so that I began to believe. What were those reasonings? You need to write those down. What were the thoughts that you received? What was the knowledge that came? What were the things that you keep meditating on and meditating on? The things that they keep lingering in your heart, and you keep that broken record that keeps playing, the thing that keeps... It's very specific, isn't it? These are extremely specific things we're going to be writing down. What is the belief? I mean, you should literally write down, because of these thoughts and reasonings, I believe that chickens are green. In fact, I believe that I am a green chicken. And I agree with this. It's a false concept, but it's my identification. So now I say, I am a green chicken. Someone would say, and where did this come from? The day I received the lie from my hypnotist that I was a green chicken. No, I mean, but I'm saying, you think that's funny, but these strongholds are completely retarded. I mean, they're outlandish. If I could tell you some of the strongholds and some of the thoughts that got into me in the place where I could not rip them out of me, I mean, I used to believe, I can't say this because y'all, I just have so much sympathy. I have so much mercy. I can't imagine anyone being stupider than I have been. I mean, there was things where I knew that it was a completely retarded thought. I knew it was totally wrong. But I believed it. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I identified with it. I couldn't get it out of my life. And the Lord used this class to get me free. He really did. I had to go, where did that come from? What is God saying? Okay? Quick example. Man, I got to get going. Have you ever seen an extremely skinny person say they were fat? Same thing as saying you're a blue chicken. Where did that come from? How did that get in there? See what I'm saying? This stuff is real. It's real. Okay, after you get Satan's take on how that stronghold was built in your life, then I want you to go over the whole thing again. And I want you to write down from the Word of God, from the source of God, what is God's view of that? What are God's thoughts on that? What is God's reasoning, and meditate on those things for that? What would you believe if you were believing God's word concerning that? What would you agree with if you were agreeing with Him as your source, Him as your mind, Him as your information? What would be the true concepts that you would embrace if you embraced His view? It has to be the exact same topic. It's not two different things. It's got to all be the one thing that God is dealing with you on. What is God's concept? How could you identify with that in a practical way of walking in the spirit realm? How could that become a place where you can live and have a stronghold? And how could you confess from your heart that that's who you really are? Both of those two things, that's what we want to chart. Yes, Amber. You can do it however it works for you. Yes, do it however it works for you. Just do it. Okay. Okay, I'd like to stay. I would love to keep going. It's so in my heart not to stop right now. Does anyone have any questions or thoughts? Yes. Ben is going to come and teach that, and Scott Moore may come too. Any other? Okay. Okay. Let's just pray.